Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Major playoff implications on the line tonight. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Dallas on the road in Detroit, Pearl. Detroit's a three-point favorite in this game, but it kind of feels like two teams that are going in opposite directions. Dallas has really found their stride over the last three games, made the addition to Quinn and Williams, have gotten some guys back healthier on the defense, and now look like one of the hottest teams in the league. They beat your Eagles. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs on Thanksgiving. Meanwhile, Detroit lost on Thanksgiving to the Packers, and they've been flip-flopping wins and losses over the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, poor Detroit is super, super injured. Even if they do win this game, by the way, and figure a way to make the playoffs, I don't think anyone considers them a dangerous Super Bowl team, because even better Detroit teams have fallen apart. I feel awful because it's 2 years in a row now that they've had a Super Bowl basically team that just could not stay healthy. And this year it's on offense.
3 years. They were in the NFC Championship game 3 years ago.
They were
ago,
healthy
right?
that year. Yeah, that's true. I'm just saying that it feels like they have made all the right decisions as a franchise. They've made all the right draft picks, and they just can't stay healthy.
Yeah, it's a shame. And the injury report for tonight is a laundry list, and it's headlined, of course, by Amon-Ra St. Brown, who injured his ankle against the Packers and now is questionable. But even if he does suit up, because, you know, I think he's got a little Superman mentality, limited is he going to be? I mean, this all comes down to Jahmyr Gibbs for me, and that's not breaking news to anyone who follows the NFL. It's just, how is Dan Campbell in the offense? How are they going to make sure they're getting creative here? Because the Dallas Cowboys defense, however they got here, they actually have proven that they are better against the run right now. Now, Jahmyr Gibbs is a special kind of talent, but they need to get him in space against the Cowboys linebackers more than just running straight into that defensive line.
Oh, I'd love to see DeMarvion Overshawn, probably my favorite defensive player in the NFL, chasing Jahmyr Gibbs. That would be high theory, because there's no faster linebacker. That'd be great. I think I like what you're saying. If I'm Detroit, I don't want to get in a shootout, although that might be inevitable.
I think both teams are trying to score at least 30 points in this game. All right, let's check in with our pal Nick Kostos. He's the host of You Better You Bet. If you're following along with this show closely, Nick usually joins us on Fridays, but a special Thursday edition of Kostos on the Maggie and Perloff Show. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Great to be on with you guys. Thank you for accommodating me and having me on today instead of Friday.
No, this is great. You could have just canceled, but instead you so wanted to give out your advice to our audience that you made the switch. So thank you. Okay, we have a big one tonight. We got the Lions hosting the Cowboys. 3-point spread in favor of Detroit and the total at 54.5. How do you bet this game?
You know, I do think, Maggie, that that this game and the Sunday night game with Kansas City and Houston mirror each other a little bit. And I actually have different opinions on both games, and I probably should have the same opinion on both of them, right? Where you have Kansas City as a 3 or 3.5 point favorite against Houston. You have Detroit right now as a 3, maybe on the cusp of being a 3.5 point home favorite against Dallas. And I think there are legitimate arguments to be made that the underdogs in both games are currently like actually the better teams in the game.
Yep.
That Dallas right now is better than Detroit. And this is me saying it, someone that's loved the Chiefs all season and someone that will stand to like not do great, it won't be a great result for me if the Chiefs don't win, if the Chiefs don't make the playoffs, you can make an argument that at this moment right now, the Texans are a better team than the Chiefs with all of Kansas City's offensive line injuries. So we could talk about the Chiefs-Texans game if you'd like a little later, but I find that the dichotomy between the two primetime games, Thursday and Sunday, and you could actually say that about Monday also, and we'll see if Justin Herbert can play with the Eagles and the Chargers. But as far as tonight goes, I think right now, like, the Cowboys are just better than Detroit. Now, if you told me this was fully healthy Detroit and Frank Ragnow's back, you know, maybe we can have a conversation. I think Amon-Ra St. Brown is very much on the wrong side of questionable. The best part of the Dallas defensive front, Maggie, I heard you saying it as I was about to come on, is the interior, right? And that's where Detroit's offensive line has struggled this year. The tackles are great. The interior has been the problem. Now here's Quentin Williams and Kenny Clark and company. And Dak is just playing at such an unbelievable level right now. I don't know how the Lions are stopping the Dallas offense. And I give the Cowboys defense a better chance against the Lions offense than I do vice versa. So yeah, like, I'll take the points with the Cowboys tonight. I kind of don't think we need them. I think the Cowboys are going to win tonight in Detroit.
So money line, it's plus 145 right now.
Yeah, I would say, like, if you, let's say you want to bet, you know, you bet $20 on the game, put like, you know, $5 or $10 on the money line also. Like, bet more on the side of the game, back it up with a small bet on the money line. So that way, you know, if Detroit wins by two, you know, like, you still win something here.
Nick, might as well get to the Kansas City game, and it relevant to Detroit too. How much does desperation matter when you're looking at a team? Throw the injuries aside, just the fact that Kansas City knows they have to win, and, you know, Andy Reid was talking about heart of a champion and all that. When you're looking at that game, do you consider that factor as long along with injuries and all the other stuff? Like, just they have to win.
Well, like the Texans kind of have to win too. You know, like the AFC South is a huge game earlier in the day with the Colts and the Jaguars, where, you know, Houston has to keep pace with those two teams if the Texans want to make the playoffs, right? And I guess they could make it as a wild card team, but this is a huge game for the Texans, just like it is for Kansas City. Now, you could argue it's a bigger game for the Chiefs because Houston 7-5 and Kansas City is 6-6, but I think it's a huge game for both teams. And I'm not going to bet Houston, even though I feel like I probably should. The Chiefs could be without 3/5 of their starting offensive line.
Yep.
Like, we know Josh Simmons is out. He's on IR. I think Trey Smith is probably going to miss. Jalen Moore, who is like signed to be like the backup swing tackle, may miss also. And here's the best defense in the league with Will Anderson, who would win Defensive Player of the Year if Myles Garrett like didn't wake up every morning and breathe breath. You know, we had Brian Baldinger on You Better You Bet yesterday, Odyssey NFL insider. He said that watching Will Anderson play football, like, chokes him up. Like, what, like, almost brings him to tears because of the impact that he has on a football game. And now here's a quasi-broken Kansas City Chiefs offense, minus potentially three offensive linemen against the best defense in the league. And I thought, you know, C.J. Stroud in the first half of last week's game against Indianapolis, he's tap dancing in the pocket like Fred Astaire. He's missing receivers high. But, you know, it's his first game back, 3 weeks off from a concussion. I thought he played better in the second half. And here's the thing with Houston, right? And why I think the two teams mirror each other a little bit, Houston and Dallas, the two dogs. Where we've been saying all season about Dallas, right? And think about this, right? Can the defense just be average? Or like slightly below average. And they are going to cook with gas because the offense is so good. With Houston, it's been the opposite. Like, can the offense and the offensive line even be below average to pair with maybe the best defense in the league and they can cook with gas? And I think what we've seen from this Texans offense, like, no one's going to confuse them with like the greatest show on turf, St. Louis Rams. But I would say that they are now like an average offense. The offensive line's been way better. They actually have some semblance of a run game with rookie Woody Marks. Nico Collins is obviously great. And we're seeing Jaden Higgins, the rookie second-round receiver out of Iowa State. He's starting to emerge. I think Houston's like kind of legit here. And they might be the best team in the AFC South, which doesn't mean they'll win because they're behind the eight ball. It doesn't mean they'll win the division. But I think they're probably the best team right now. I won't bet them because this is like my own version. Mine's out of the gutter, people, of Brokeback Mountain. I can't quit the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'm not going to bet the Texans, but would I be shocked if the Texans won? Absolutely not.
You know, my mind's not in the gutter, Nick. Now I'm just thinking of Nick, classic New Yorker on a horse, though.
Never.
Yeah, I don't think that's your season. All right. No. Nick Costa is the host of You Better You Bet. Let's get to a couple more here, Nick. Bears at the Packers, NFC North, first place on the line. I was a little surprised that this line is as big as it is. Packers are a 6.5-point favorite right now.
Well, I think we may be surprised if this line continues to go up. Looks like we're going to hit 7. Now, obviously, no, I normally come on with you guys on Friday morning where we have more injury information, sure, right? The Thursday injury reports in tow. So we have less information to deal with today. My sense is we're going to hang out in this range and maybe go up for Green Bay. And this despite the fact, obviously, that the Bears, if the season ended today, which it doesn't, the Bears would be the number one seed in the NFC. Green Bay, amongst people that bet, and I'm not presenting this as facts, it's just a talking point, right? And something that should be considered. Green Bay is power rated by people that do this kind of thing and like bet a lot of money as one of the best teams in the league. Now, whether you, Maggie, you, Perloff, or you, the person watching, or you, the person listening, agree with that is another story, right? You don't have to agree with that. You know, professional bettors can be wrong all the time, right? But that's why I think we're seeing Green Bay get bet out. I actually, Maggie, agree with you that I do think this point spread's a little big. I'd like to wait and see if we can get a +7 with the Chicago Bears. I just have infinite faith right now in Ben Johnson's ability to scheme something up on offense to keep this game close. Now, if you wanted to build a case for Green Bay and some pessimism for Chicago, Ben Johnson said the quiet part out loud earlier this week, which is they are winning in spite of the passing game, not because of it. And I do think that Caleb Williams, while we can have a conversation about Caleb in the years to come in the Ben Johnson offense, he's currently not playing at a level that could make you think the Bears could win a couple games in January or get to a Super Bowl. And Jordan Love, candidly, the last couple weeks, like, he's been unbelievable. He's been great. He's been way better than Caleb Williams. So if the number's going to be 7, I'll want to back the Bears. It won't be one of my favorite bets of the week. I understand why the Packers have gotten bet out, even if I don't necessarily agree with it.
Well, okay. I know we have a lot of big games on Sunday to talk about, and I'm not going to get you before Monday night, and you're talking about the Bears. They whooped my Philadelphia Eagles. Now, the Eagles are...
Our Eagles, Perloff, yeah, as I bet them every week.
Oh, well, what do you think their 3-point favorites going to L.A. against the Chargers on Monday night, although Justin Herbert, I guess he's going to try and play with a broken left hand. I don't get it. Why are they favorites? Aren't we in 2023 reprise where the Eagles are in total free fall? I'm very confused. What? Maggie and I have been talking about all week. Are the Eagles in free fall or are they okay?
Well, I think this is kind of like, you know, a kind of a similar situation to Thursday night and Sunday night, right? Yeah. Where it's not just reputation. Like, that's not all it is. It's, you know, power ratings, right? And, like, how much do you ding teams for what they've done recently? And I think the betting market, like, still believes in Detroit to a degree, still believes in Kansas City to a degree, and still believes in the Eagles to a degree. Now, part of this, the Eagles being favored like they are, is absolutely pessimism that Justin Herbert might not play. Now, this is what we call an in-between number, right? I've talked about this on your guys' show before. And it's a really easy concept for people to understand. If Trey Lance is going to start at quarterback for the Chargers, the Eagles will be more than a 3-point favorite, right? Because if the spread were Eagles 3 and Trey Lance were playing, you would bet the Eagles. And it wouldn't even be, forget about the Eagles offense. It's Trey Lance versus the Eagles defense. But if Justin Herbert's going to play, the number's also not going to be Eagles 3. The number's going to go down. Maybe we close Eagles 1. Maybe we close a pick 'em. Maybe the Chargers are a small favorite in the game, right? So we're kind of in an in-between area right now. This is another one, Perloff, where I do like the Eagles in the game, and I don't know what I'm basing that in other than I'm having a hard time shaking my priors, like what I came into the last couple of weeks believing. Now, the Chargers are not exactly, you know, like this juggernaut football team. They don't have the offensive line that the Bears have, although Omarion Hampton's probably going to be back at running back. I do think the Eagles can affect a bad Chargers offensive line, down its 2 starting tackles for the season. So I do think the Eagles will win the game. I can't tell you that I think they're going to win with an extreme level of confidence.
Nick, last NFL question for me. Nick Costos, the host of You Better You Bet, is joining us now on Thursday, usually Friday, but this is awesome. We get him a day earlier. It is a 6-point spread between the Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens. It's Ravens -6. The total is 42.5. How do you bet this game?
I don't think I'm going to.
Okay.
I think the Ravens are going to win. I do think Baltimore will win. And did we talk before Thanksgiving? I just No. All these days kind of blend together. Okay. So what I was saying leading up to the Bengals-Ravens game, I did like Cincinnati in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And why I liked the Bengals had nothing to do with Joe Burrow coming back. It was because, to me, like, Lamar Jackson didn't look healthy. And he did not play well on Thanksgiving night against Cincinnati. He was bad in the game. Like, we all watched the game, right? He did look healthy, though, to me. Like, he was running well. I just think that was, like, a bad Lamar game. I do think you'll get a better Lamar game here against what is unequivocally a bad Pittsburgh Steelers defense, where, you know, the Bills last week had a Tecmo Bowl playbook. It was like, run left with James Cook and run right with James Cook. And the Steelers knew it was coming, and they couldn't stop it, and they never adjusted. And I think this is going to be, like the grand failure, I think, of the Mike Tomlin regime when it's all said and done. And, like, obviously, he won a Super Bowl and went to another, so failure's relative, has never had a losing season. But, I mean, think about all the games they lost to the Tom Brady Patriots, where they were so stubborn, and it was like, insert undersized white slot receiver, Chris Hogan, Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, and they would guard him with, like, Ryan Shazier or, like, James Farrier. And, like, they can't cover him. This was like the Bengals Thursday night game when the Bengals beat them with Flacco, and Jamar Chase had 85 targets, and they refused to cover Jamar Chase. They refused to do anything to stop James Cook. TJ Watt says after the game, I've never seen a team run the same play over and over again with that much success. Dude, like, you're on the defense. Like, do something about it. Now, these two teams always play close games. Mike Tomlin and Steelers voodoo. It's a big number. Maybe the Steelers cover. I do think the Ravens will win the game.
All right, I have a college question about one game, and it might it might be an excuse for you to rant about the playoff committee too. BYU is a 12.5 point underdog against Texas Tech in the Big 12 title game. Two questions: how would you bet it? And B, does BYU have a chance here to cause even more chaos with the playoff field?
I'll start with the second question first. If BYU wins, Notre Dame's out.
Yeah.
I think that that's how people need to be thinking. And off the top of my head, and, like, I know that's really hard for people to understand. And there's actually a scenario, I think, where if Texas Tech wins, Notre Dame could also be out. I think, like, and Marcus Freeman was on the Today Show yesterday. You can see that he's a little nervous. And the fact that ND got dropped to 10, I think, is a really bad sign for them. So think about it this way, right? And if you guys have talked about this already, like, I don't want to repeat your talking points. So do I need to go through this or?
No. I'm in agreement with you. I think that Notre Dame is out if BYU wins. I just don't know if I believe in the mysterious flip that's coming, that Perloff you've been talking about, that somehow, even if Texas Tech wins, that now the committee is going to somehow see the light and put Miami and Notre Dame finally in the same tier and somehow take Miami over Notre Dame. They haven't been showing you that for weeks.
Okay, so I want to be crystal clear about what I think is going to happen. I think if Texas Tech wins, Notre Dame's in. I think that that's what's going to happen.
I agree with
But there, it's not 100% because you never know what these people are going to do, right? So let's play this out. Texas Tech wins, right? BYU is currently 11. Notre Dame's 10, Miami's 12. Notre Dame and Miami are both not playing this weekend. BYU is going to drop, right? Which means that Miami's going to go up. And now you have Miami next to Notre Dame. And Miami beat them head-to-head. And now there's no more buffer in between them. So will the committee put out a final ranking, right, on Selection Sunday, that it's Notre Dame 10, Miami 11, when Miami beat, I know it was a long time ago, it's still a regular season game, Miami beat them on Labor Day weekend. Will that happen? The other scenario that I think we need to consider, if Duke wins the ACC championship against Virginia, Duke will be a 5-loss conference champion. Duke is not going to the college football playoff. Like, Duke's out. So now the committee has to ask itself, are we going to shut out a power conference from the college football playoff? Like, does the ACC get no teams in because Duke won the conference championship? I think the answer to that question is yes, and no team will make it from the conference. But, I mean, are they going to sit there and say, we can't, like, is the point of the playoff to have James Madison and North Texas in? Or is the point to reward power conference teams? And does Miami get a spot to put an ACC team in? Now, again, the first thing I said in this answer was, I think Notre Dame will make it. But those are two scenarios that I think we all need to consider right now. And Miami at BetMGM is +400 to make the playoff. I don't want to make that bet. I don't think they're getting in. But I do think there's enough scenarios out there where if someone thinks that that could happen, maybe you want to throw a couple dollars on the Hurricanes actually making it. I wouldn't, but I do think there's an avenue for them to make it.
Wow. Poor Duke. Don't they want to see Darian Mensah? By the way, their losses, every single loss they have is their good team. Duke is, except for UConn.
I have to be honest, buddy. Yeah. I don't want to do like the Duke in the college football.
What about Texas? Nick, what about Texas? Any
out.
No, I know, out. But do you think there's any injustice there, or are you cool with that?
Probably, because, you know, they play a really tough schedule, but, you know, like, don't lose to Florida. That's losing to Ohio State, forgivable. Losing to Georgia, forgivable. Losing to Florida, unforgivable. So, I mean, like, don't lose that game. Like, sorry.
But Alabama's, you're fine with them losing to Florida State.
Alabama, Texas lost three games. Bama's lost two.
I mean, come on. It was opening week against Ohio State.
But Texas lost to Florida. And they have three losses, and Bama has two. And by the way, Bama could lose 150-0 on Saturday to Georgia, and Bama is still in.
I agree,
Bama,
with you.
It's not dropping out of the play. You can't, like, have a team. Bama is the number one, and I'm only saying this because a lot of people are like, oh, well, Bama's out. Bama is the number one seed in the regular season of the SEC. Like, Bama will be wearing the home uniform against Georgia on Saturday, right? They play for a conference championship in what is one of the two best conferences in college football, and they're going to get dinged if they lose that game. There's no way.
So wait, like, I'm
Bama's
just curious.
Bama's in with a loss.
So just so we're all clear, so Texas losing to Ohio State does count, but Miami beating Notre Dame in week one doesn't count. That's how...
Well, so if it were me, I would put Miami in over Notre Dame.
Is that could that
I
one count?
I would do it.
Okay. So you do count week
I would
one.
Put... Well, I would put... I don't understand.
No, I'm saying, like, people, the argument is, like, they're not counting Miami's win over Notre Dame as impactful because it was all the way back in week one, but they are counting Texas's loss to Ohio State as impactful because it was all the way in week one. So it's kind of a hypocrisy.
To me, the Texas thing is Florida, and that they got embarrassed by Georgia. That's what, for me at least, that's what it is. I don't think Texas is, like, take care of business and beat Florida, and they're in, and there's no question.
Georgia had to run all kind of sneaky plays, though. Like, they had to do
with the onside kick.
Onside kick, going for it on fourth down all over the place. They were playing like a desperate team. They kind of tricked Texas.
Perloff,
win.
They won 35-10.
Yeah, but it was the win probability shifted to Texas at the end of the third quarter. Kirby did all kinds of funny things.
Perloff, are we doing this? We're not. Right?
He's doing this. We're not doing anything.
I'm just saying,
he's
like, that final
something.
Score of the Georgia right. game, we all know that's not how that game played out.
Well, I got to tell you, I bet on Texas, and that is how the game played out. And someone who bet on Texas.
Nick, thanks for doing this on a Thursday. Have a fantastic weekend. Appreciate all the advice, and we will talk to you next week.
Yeah, just real I'm laying Ohio State in the Big Ten title game, and okay. I'm laying Georgia in the SEC title game. Let's get it. Wishing everybody minimal sweats winning bets the absolute very best of luck.
Okay, I like that, actually. I think it's 4 right now is that Big Ten title game, and I think it was 2.5 for the SEC. I got to double check. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Let's go.
You could bet on the. I thought they were considered exhibition games now, those conference championship games. All right. One way that you can follow the games and have a great time is Prize Picks. The best time of the year for it. So many sports going on. Holidays. Keep the season rolling on Prize Picks by getting $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. On Prize Picks, all you have to do is pick 2 to 6 players, pick more or less on their stat projections, and watch your lineups light up like the holidays. You know, it's new, Maggie, and it's totally awesome. They now have early payouts. If your lineup gets off to a hot start, you may have the option to cash out of those winnings before the game even finishes. So this weekend, you don't have to stay up for the end of the SEC title game. Just get out.
I should have used that last night. I didn't, but I'm back on the horse today. I'm going to make a small tweak to my lineups tonight. I still love fading LeBron James, which is not something I do often, but 37.5 points, rebounds, assists against the Raptors tonight. I'm going to fade LeBron. And then I thought about Dak Prescott's passing yards. Give me George Pickens, more than 5.5 receptions. I think this game is going to be a shootout. I don't know if it's going to be a blowout, like EJ said. I think it's going to be a shootout. I think both teams come into this game thinking they need more than 30 points to win, and I think George Pickens is going to have a big night. If you want to play along with us, come on in. The water's fine. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MNP. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code MMP on Prize Picks. You get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. So win or lose, you get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, it is good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. You can't hear us, but EJ and Maggie were not arguing, but... talking about the...
They were at each other's throats, let's be honest.
I know, yeah. We're about to tear the show limb from limb.
The CFP rankings.
No, I was saying that was a good point that Nick Costos made last segment, which I did not think about, which is if Duke wins the ACC championship game, would they really leave the entire ACC out, or would they put Miami in to kind of throw a bone to the conference? I did not thought about that.
How old is your son?
6.
Have you asked him about the delicate international situations, maybe about the Ukraine-Russia peace deal?
Yeah, all the time.
Because whatever his answer to that has as much logic as the CFP committee. I mean, you're giving them way too... All this like talk about logic. Who the heck knows? I just was going to tell you, Bruce Feldman has been on fire on social media. Just wrote a column for The Athletic. Here, the title is, "The College Football Playoff Rankings Reveal Has Become a Clown Show by Any Metric." And Bruce Feldman, who is straight down the middle, is like, these people have no idea what they're talking about. So applying logic to children is a mistake. That's all I'm saying. You guys can break it down any way you want. I'd still be shocked if Notre Dame wasn't in there. And I'd be actually disappointed because Jeremiah Love is amazing. Are you kidding me? We got to have him in the playoff. And I still think I want Texas in there, too. I could probably lose Oklahoma. I could probably lose Alabama if I had to.
If Perloff was the czar of sports, it would drive people absolutely insane. But you could ask my kid about farm subsidies. He's got a lot of very interesting things to say about them.
Well, you'd have more interesting things than the College Football Playoff Committee has to say about college football.
Let's get to Bogus. She's got headlines.
Lions-Cowboys tonight in Detroit is not short on playoff implications. It'll be blowout city for the loser in terms of their chances to make the postseason. Dan Campbell needs his team to get going in the right direction.
The margin for error is small, but it's doable. We can do it. But
you know, we got to eliminate the things that keep us from winning before we can actually win the game.
The Lions have lost 2 of 3, including at home to the Packers on Thanksgiving, and they've got that long injury report for this one, including wideout Amon-Ra St. Brown questionable with a low ankle sprain. Yesterday in Milwaukee began with ESPN reporting that the Bucks and Giannis were discussing their future together, maybe leading to a trade. Then Giannis dropped to the court with a right calf injury just 3 minutes into their game with the Pistons.
I didn't know what it was, you know, so I just wanted the trainers to attend to him. And right when they brought him in, they took him to the hospital.
From the spin doctor to actual doctors, Giannis will get an MRI today, but Doc Rivers did say last night they've already ruled out an Achilles injury. As for the game, the shorthanded Bucks still won 113-109 over those Pistons. Hours after starting their divorce from Chris Paul, the Clippers won in Atlanta 115-92, snapping their 5-game skid. The Spurs now 7-2 since Wemby strained a calf, 114-112 winners in Orlando. And Jamal Murray took 11 threes last night. He hit 10 of them.
Murray has it for three. Yeah! That's a 50-piece for Jamal Murray of Indiana. Nuggets lead at 128-112.
Jason Kosmiski on Nuggets Radio. Murray finishing with 52 in this 135-120 win in Indiana. Men's top 25 action, number 6, Louisville losing for the first time, 89-80. At number 25, Arkansas. 22nd-ranked Indiana also losing for the first time this season, 73-64 at home to unranked Minnesota. And the Utah Mammoth snapping a 4-game skid in style, 7-0 over the Ducks. Back to you guys.
Bogus, thank you for that. Let's welcome in our next guest. John Talty is a national college sports reporter for CBS Sports, wrote a best-selling book with Armin Katayan, who we love around here, called The Price. It's all about college football, and John had some great reporting on Lane Kiffin and the recent move to LSU. John, good morning. How you doing?
Good. Appreciate y'all having me on.
Thank you so much for doing it. Now, you had this behind-the-scenes story about the last few weeks of Lane Kiffin's decision to leave Ole Miss to go to LSU, including the details that Lane talked to Florida. Can you take us through the most important parts of that story? And if the meeting with the athletic director doesn't go a little better for Lane, is he actually the head coach of the Gators right now?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting question because this is a school that he has had interest in going to for years now. And so he tried to get that job back in 2021, ultimately went to Billy Napier. He very much wanted that job a year ago when it was rumored heavily that Florida might move on from Billy Napier. They ultimately did not. This time around, that was the first big job really to open up that made sense for Lane Kiffin. There was early contact. I remember reporting that Florida had already been vetting Lane Kiffin even before they fired Billy Napier. So he was their top target from the beginning. And, you know, I think if maybe there weren't other options, it could have still worked out. But I think especially once LSU opened up, this first contact between Florida AD Scott Strickland and Lane Kiffin just did not go well, according to Lane and how he portrayed it to people afterwards. That doesn't mean that like the call itself didn't go well, just how he explained it to people. And specifically, Florida really wanted to hire a general manager with an NFL background. They ultimately did that with former Jacksonville Jaguars GM Dave Caldwell. But that was a non-starter for Lane. He didn't want that. He wanted to bring his guy with him. And so I think it's when you contrast Florida being like, hey, we want to do these things, versus LSU saying, do whatever you want, bring whoever you want, just do what you do and come to LSU and we'll make it happen. I think that kind of started shifting things to LSU. And certainly it's a job that Lane has wanted as well for a long time and is well aware of how good it is based on his previous time working with Nick Saban.
Did LSU, were they looking at Lane before they fired Brian Kelly in a similar situation? Has that gone way back, that flirtation with Lane Kiffin?
Not necessarily, because what's interesting is that the guy who fired Brian Kelly, athletic director Scott Woodward, was not a Lane fan. And so I think if he was able to actually do that job search, that Lane, like, he would have, I'm sure, been on the list, but I don't know that he necessarily would have been his top target. And again, the last time he had a job search with Brian Kelly, he did not go down that path with Lane at all. So that's kind of one of the unique aspects of that one was, as you guys remember, the governor gets involved. The governor wants the AD out, specifically references the contract that Scott Woodward gave Brian Kelly. What's interesting, of course, is that you could argue Lane Kiffin's contract is even wilder and could age even worse if things don't go well. But that's kind of where they're at with it. And so I don't know that he would have been the guy if Scott Woodward was not fired the way he was.
Pearl, did you hear that Lane Kiffin said he had a unique conversation with the governor of Louisiana? Lord only knows what they talked about on that call. John Talty is joining us. He's a national college sports reporter for CBS Sports and a best-selling author. You know, Perloff and I were talking about the expectations for Lane at LSU are just going to be sky high. What do you think is the biggest obstacle standing in between Lane Kiffin and a national title with the Tigers?
Yeah, I think there's two things to look at. I think the first one is that Lane Kiffin is actually not the best traditional high school recruiter. We know he's the portal king. He has done very well at getting guys out of the transfer portal, but he is not the best high school recruiter. It's in part because he just doesn't really want to devote the time to it. I think he likes the fast-paced nature of transfer portal recruiting. In high school, it's like you got to recruit a kid for 4 years. Like, that's not really Lane's style. So that's going to be really interesting to see whether he evolves at all, especially in a state like Louisiana, where like you got to make sure those high school coaches are treated well and that you have that pipeline coming to you. So that's the first one. And number two, and I think you hit on it there, Maggie, is like he has not faced pressure like he is going to face at LSU probably since the USC days. Ole Miss, I think, was very happy the way that he overachieved and exceeded expectations. It's not a school that's national championship or bust. They were just happy, I think, to make the playoff this year. At LSU, they fired Brian Kelly because they want to win national champions. Everyone is well aware that the three guys who came before Brian Kelly all won national championships. So that is the expectation. They expect to be in the playoff every single year, not a one-off. It has to be every year. Lane has not felt that pressure as a head coach in a very long time. So we'll see how he handles that aspect of things as he's kind of had this journey where it's been a little bit more low key and not, you know, in that level of pressure spotlight.
John, Penn State, A, do you think they were going to make a hire soon? And B, why is it taking so long?
I hope they will make a hire soon. I think we all would love for that one to be over. We've been tracking it for months now. It's one of those things. What's interesting is that sometimes searchers are very straightforward and they're easy to cover. I would say LSU, Florida, easy. Auburn, like, they very much wanted John Sumrall, ends up at Florida, but it was pretty easy to track what they were doing. Penn State's been a mess. It's been very difficult to cover the whole way through. You talk to different people in the industry, agents, search firm people, all people like that, and for weeks now, they've been telling me, like, either there's going to be a mystery candidate that they're going to pull out of nowhere and it's going to be, wow, that was a great hire, or it's just going to be the mess we all think it's been to this point. I think it looks like the latter. It has been a mess. They have not been able to get a guy that I think they wanted. This is a similar situation as LSU. Like, you get rid of James Franklin, who took you to the national semifinal a year ago to win national championships. That's a very small pool of people that we think can help you level up to that level. I don't really see anybody on the board that fits that kind of initial desire. So we'll see what they're able to pivot to. But if y'all seen, their recruiting class has just been absolutely demolished. They're going to get beat up in the transfer portal right now. James Franklin's going to take kids from Penn State to Virginia Tech. He's already taken some of their recruits. It's been about as disastrous as a coaching search as I can remember, to be quite honest.
John Talty with us for just another minute or two. Yeah, it was Penn State's recruiting ranking yesterday was nestled between South Dakota State and Prairie View A&M. We're talking about Penn State, for goodness sakes. John, how are people inside college football viewing Arch Manning's first season as the full-time starter?
Yeah, it's interesting because I think it started out with so much hype and expectations. I think there were some dips. And then I think if you've watched them the last few weeks, he's been very good. I mean, they're on the outside looking in right now in terms of the college football playoff. That is certainly a disappointment for that program overall. I think they were even my preseason title pick. Like, it didn't quite meet that level of what we thought it could be. But I actually think that Arch has come a long way. And I think it just shows that it sometimes takes time. Like, it's his first year as the full-time starter. We all thought he was going to be the greatest thing ever. And it took time. It looked ugly at times. But I think especially, watching what he did against Texas A&M, beating Vanderbilt, like, Arch has been trending upward the last few weeks or so. And so I think that gives you optimism that, going into next year, if they can put some more pieces around him, elevate the offensive line, which has been a problem at times, that Arch can really maybe meet those expectations next year that we had for him this year.
John, and I know this is a boring topic to many people, so don't take too long on it, but Congress did not vote on the SCORE Act yesterday, this sort of bill that would quote-unquote save college sports. Do you expect Congress to ever do anything about college sports? They want to curb NIL or control it in some way. Is anything ever going to happen here?
I've been asking people that for, what, like 6 years at this point? they keep saying, like, yeah, we feel good about this one, and then it doesn't happen. So I think what's especially interesting about that one is that you had the four commissioners of the main big Power Four all in D.C. yesterday, and I heard from some people around them, not a great time to, you know, it's a very busy time in college sports to be up there thinking you're going to get a bill through, and then it doesn't work out, and it gets pulled from the floor. So I think the SCORE Act could eventually get through, but there's just a lot of different parties trying to pull in different directions, and it makes it challenging. And I think one of the things that really hurts college sports is that people can see the Lane Kiffin situation. They can see all these different issues popping up. It looks like college sports is out of control, which you would think would help, but then they don't all have, they're not all on the same page in terms of what they want. And so you go to Congress people who don't really know the issues, and you don't tell them exactly what they want, and they get pulled in different directions. So we'll see. I mean, there's still optimism from people I talked to yesterday, but it's 0 for 2 in terms of them thinking they're going to get a vote through and then it not happening.
John, we're big fans over here. Love reading you on CBS Sports. Obviously, of the best-selling book that you wrote with Armin Katay and The Price, which is excellent, about the chaos of college football. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, it's so funny because you have like all these major issues with college football, but yet all we can argue about really is should Notre Dame get in over Miami? Like,
wow,
that's the thing about college football fans. That's what we want to talk about. We don't want to talk about an NIL clearinghouse. You know?
Well, they're all connected, though, because Pat Forty wrote about this. If the conferences weren't so big out of greed, then we would have schedules that made sense, so we would have common opponents. If Notre Dame, because of their self-interest, got into a conference, it wouldn't be so weird. Like, we have no idea how good these teams are. Notre Dame is a classic example. Their schedule is so bizarre because of the hybrid conference. Greed is, you will admit, greed is usually the answer.
And it's the underlying thing in college football, and it has been forever. All right, 888-710-4ISN. Still love the sport. 888-710-4476. Coming up, let's get into Aaron Rodgers having to defend the Steelers yesterday to the media. We'll do it next.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, AJ Perloff. All right, we'll get to Aaron Rodgers in a second, but Pearl, here's a question. Would you eat this? okay?
Okay.
This is a pizza order that has gone viral. It is one large hand-tossed pizza.
Okay. In so far.
Triple pepperoni.
I like it.
Extra cheese.
Okay.
Banana peppers, light jalapenos, half chicken, yeah, half mushrooms, half caramelized onion, half olives, mm-hmm, light on the sauce.
Lost me.
I'm so far out on this.
Yeah.
Sounds
this
awful.
Is the customer request. Bro, yes, I know this looks insane, and you're probably like, who is that dude? I'm the dude who has a very pregnant wife. I'm done questioning what she wants. I'm scared
pregnant
of her, and honestly, you should be too. I promise this is the order. Thank you and Godspeed. So just to recap, large pizza, triple pepperoni, extra cheese, banana peppers, light on the jalapeno.
Okay.
Half chicken, half mushrooms, half caramelized onions, half olives, light on the sauce.
Can I say an unpopular take here? I know this is not going to go over well with this crew.
Oh, no.
Give it to me.
My wife likes to put peppers and hot sauce on everything.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't like Harry. Like, I don't like super spicy, but it kills the flavor of whatever you're eating. So what's the point? It could be anything underneath that hot sauce.
It adds to it. It adds flavor to
it. I feel like it kills the flavor of the original
Well, that's
dish.
Why you have to measure how... You're talking to a Mexican over here. You have to measure how much hot sauce and how much hot stuff you put on your food. Yes, if you put too much of it, it becomes inedible. But once you put just the right amount... Oh.
Yeah, my wife's like that, too. She throws hot sauce on everything.
Oh, yeah, what I'm a with smart her woman, yeah.
But you grew up in Buffalo, right? Frank's Red Hot.
The baby bottle.
Yeah, I feel like for my food, like I'd rather enjoy the food. And usually, I don't like super spicy. I have a very delicate palate.
But also one of my favorite things about just adding spicy on spicy is the sweat that you get afterwards. It makes you feel like it's a workout and makes you feel rewarded afterwards.
Yeah. No, the hot peppers clean out your system. But here's my question about this order.
Stuffy nose.
You go half chicken, half mushrooms, half caramelized onions, half olive. What half goes with what half?
All that is good. I like all those combinations.
But is it half chicken and mushroom on one side, half caramelized onions and olives on the other?
It's too much protein.
No such thing.
You have triple pepperoni this thing.
Yeah, you can't do triple pepperoni and chicken and mushrooms.
Also, pepperoni doesn't work well with other meats.
I agree with that, too.
Nobody puts pepperoni and ham together.
Well, have you ever had an Italian sub? Beg to differ.
I don't. Oh, pizza, though. I don't love Italian subs, to be honest. That's a hot take.
Me neither.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. You just haven't had the right one.
Nah, it's just not for me.
I'm from New York. I think I've had
the most Italian people make our sandwiches.
And I lived in Philly for a year. I think that's two of the best spots I could probably have.
It's not mozzarella around here. It's mozzarella.
All right. So I guess you guys are out on this.
That sounds super gross.
Yeah.
I mean, when you started
a heavy pizza.
When you started reading this, I was like, oh, the guy must be pregnant.
No, his wife is very pregnant. He said, I'm scared of her and you should be too.
I don't think that's even a pizza. Like, that's got to become a calzone when you put that much stuff in
it. Wait, real quick. Margaret, when you were pregnant, what was the craziest thing that you had to tell Andy to go get?
So lots of pizza. I actually had to restrict myself to doing pizza once a week because I would have eaten it every single day. And I planned the place and I went to all these different places in New York City and it was like my big thing. And I've craved very spicy things. I was hitting every Dan noodle in the city was as hot as they could make it, which is weird generally for pregnant people because you get acid reflux, but I was the opposite. I only wanted spicy food. So there you go.
Dan has two noodle shops. I went to Dan noodle. Is that a chain?
Oh no, you got to get the Dan noodles, Pearl.
It's a kind of noodle?
Yeah, it's like a sesame noodle, but way better.
Mm.
Get on board, man.
I'd rather that than the mushroom.
Half mushroom, half caramelized onion, half olive, half chicken.
How many halves are there in this pizza?
Yeah, there's a famous joke in my favorite movie, Caddyshack 2.
It's not famous, then, but go ahead.
What's your background? He goes, well, my mother, she was half Irish, half Jewish, half Italian. He goes, that's three halves. He goes, well, she was a very big woman. See?
Rim shot.
Give it a shot, guys.
Doo-doo-nch.
Jackie Mason was funny. Pearl, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, right.
He's pretty funny.
Unintentionally.
He's really sour this week.
Unintentional.
He's really grumpy. Aaron Rodgers actually kind of funny.
So there was someone who put on social media with him with the bandage on his nose that Aaron Rodgers looked like he tried to rob Kevin McAllister's house. Very funny reference to Home Alone.
What is funny now?
That's funny. Yeah, it's more of a visual gag. He looks like Joe Pesci from the movie. But Rodgers is like, they're going through it in Pittsburgh. And I think here's the thing. It's all outside noise generally, but the product on the field is also not good. Here's my question. Do you think this is more likely to be a galvanizing thing for the Steelers? This is Mike Tomlin can lean into his us against everybody type stuff, and Rodgers can feel a little of his mortality or whatever. Maybe he comes out firing. Or do you think this is something that dooms them?
Yeah, I lean more towards the dooms. I feel like now the goal has changed from Super Bowl to playoffs to hope that Aaron Rodgers actually survives a single week. Like, it's going downhill fast physically. That's the problem, right? I do not see this working out well. I mean, listen, they always win this game against the Ravens. This is a game that Mike Tomlin has won about 6 years in a row.
When they're back in Baltimore.
Yeah, but I'm saying it doesn't matter. When his back is against the wall and everyone's giving up on the Steelers, they always win. So if they lose this one, then we know it's finally over. Because this is usually a situation where Tomlin pulls off a 19-13 win. It's always 19-13. Look at the book. So maybe TJ Watt wins this game for him, but it's not going to be Aaron. I just do not see the upside anymore. He looks terrible because the left-hand thing is affecting him throughout his entire game. He can't even hand off to half the field.
Yeah, I feel like the offensive line has not been great at times also. So is this a lot of Rodgers or is it the O-line?
Throwing so quickly because of that, right?
Yeah, and obviously he's called out his own receivers. Like, we're not running the right routes and people are not... Apparently he meant to say people aren't bringing their all to the film sessions. Not that they're not showing up, but, you know, you got to make that clear. Thank you, E.J. Stewart, Manny Rodriguez. Fantastic job today. Andrew Bogish, Andrew Kaplan as well. Thank you to our guests, Nick Costos, who joined us, to John Tolte, who joined us, and our former boss, Spike Eskin, who joined us. What a day it was. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow. I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.